Think everything okay over there?
Over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And in sports room, you okay?
Wasn't me. I didn't do
no,
it.
No. There's no
things
no.
Okay in the break room too.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw that you've it's really great because otherwise if Kat were not a cook, if she were not a baker, then I guess she'd have been watching. I don't know what was on TV.
Dancing with the Stars last night.
Survivor.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Oh, is that it? Is it
from last Saturday?
No, his birthday was in September.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Now that I'm finally not coughing anymore.
That's a good. Yeah. Well, coughing while you bake is probably not a good thing. Well, thank you. Well,
Mr. Downs, on behalf of the staff, thanks you for not cooking while you're feeling like that.
Right. So yeah, because you know we could get decimated, almost like a lottery. Almost like winning the lottery. Nobody would show up the next day.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
So here we go. All right, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We got a chance again today at some sunshine, though a little bit of patchy cloudiness may be found here and there, especially this morning. Highs today, 85 to 90 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 65 to 70. Partial sun is the story for tomorrow. It's warm. Highs near 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 65 to 70. During the day on Friday, we'll see some sunshine. Highs on Friday will be 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The big school's cranking up for fighting Texas Aggie football this weekend. We'll share more of that with you. It is now a tie in the AL West.
Oh, nice job, Rangers.
Yeah. Three up.
Wow.
Not so much. They play
can still pull through.
One game playoff. We'll share that with you coming up here in just a little bit as well. And the Astros did it again.
Really?
Oops, and they did it again.
Yeah, they got it.
Thanks, Brittany.
Yeah.
Hey, it was her birthday yesterday.
Yes, yeah. It was. Yeah. And just for you, Scott, I looked this up.
Yeah.
This week's season-ending series between the NL Central Cubs, marks the first meeting of 100 lost teams in the majors since 1962.
Wow.
When the Cubs played the Mets, the Astros have already matched last year's franchise worst loss total with one game left to play. So there's that to play for.
I know the Cubs organization or the Cubs fans, of course, they've suffered for a long time
for any number
of reasons, but still, the chance to be the current team and the last team to have played in a 100 losing season.
You know whose favorite team is the Cubs?
No, who?
Louis Belina from The Zone.
Oh, well, one more thing I don't have in common with Louis.
that says yards about Lou.
Yeah, it's a long list. And so, all right, so authorities are searching for a woman who went on a joyride.
Okay.
Oh, it's in Florida.
Yay!
Florida authorities,
in Florida.
That's right. Went for a ride on the back of a manatee.
Oh, that's like a big-time romper room no-no.
Well, yeah. They released a photo of the unknown woman. Of course, haven't seen the photo. What, do they just have random cameras out there to catch anybody who might be riding on a manatee?
More than likely, yes.
Now,
well, maybe she snuck into SeaWorld or something.
Well, I'm not sure. It could be. They've released a photo of the woman, and once she's captured, she'll face charges for violating the Florida Manatee Sanctuary Act.
That pause killed me.
Why?
Yeah, she violated a manatee.
Yeah, I know. Now, I don't know. I mean, doesn't the manatee have to allow this to happen on some level?
They move so slowly, I don't think it matters.
Okay. Get off.
And I'd say, does the manatee even know that she had ridden on top of that?
That's maybe a 50-50 on that.
Yeah, and I mean, what, do you have some manatee chow and you throw it in the water and the manatee comes over so you can hop on the manatee and ride it? And after all, how long did the ride last?
Well, it's just like a bronco.
Bronco?
Yeah.
8 seconds?
They're sea cows. Info.
Mason.
I mean, were pennants blowing in the wind? Was it,
Saddle up, cowgirl.
The answer's blowing in the wind.
Why not? Yeah. Down the street just to get here. Took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete
nutrition. 617, we should say good morning to our new and expanded audience this morning. If you're anywhere more than a mile away from the station yesterday, in your home, you probably couldn't hear us.
Don't discount all the people who listen online.
Well, no, and online is fine. That's true.
RadioAguiland.com.
That's it. If you were listening in your car, you probably were able to muddle through, but anyhow.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we're not completely fixed, but we will be, we think, by the end of the afternoon.
Yes, they're spay or neutering the radio station
as
we speak.
We had different specialists yesterday because we have many things that are going on, obviously, with a new radio station coming online, I think a week from today.
Well, exciting.
We are almost 90. Spend a little more time with the doctors after you get a little older.
Good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. I hadn't thought about that, but that's probably true. Aside from that, we're not celebrating any kind of day other than the birthdays of these people.
Sean William Scott, the guy that played Stifler from American Pie, which is a funny movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Leda Hedy, 39. Uh-huh. She's in Game of Thrones. Nev Campbell's 39.
Oh, yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
Really?
Remarkably attractive lady at 43. Just really neat.
She's just started singing again. Is that right? Are they?
Actually, she's back with No Doubt. She was solo for a while.
That's it. Okay.
Janelle Maloney from West Wing. Oh. Clive Owen, who was in everything for a while. Shoot 'Em Up, King Arthur, Duplicity, Sin City, Derailed. He's 48 today.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee is 50. Huh. Jack Wagner, 53.
Mm-hmm.
The Reverend Sharpton.
Really?
58 today.
Oh.
Dave Winfield, Baseball Hall of Famer, 61.
Okay.
Ronnie Laws from Earth, Wind, and Fire, which, oh, by the way, best concert I've ever seen.
Was he Earth, Wind, or Fire? Do we know?
Yes.
Yes, he was part of the planetary team on Captain Planet.
Really? Okay.
No.
Moving on. Lindsey Buckingham, 63, from Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Biff Henderson, do you know who that is?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Kat, do you?
That will be a negative, Ghost Rider.
I didn't think so. Yeah. Late Night with David Letterman. He's like one of the stage manager. Yeah. That's right. Roy Horn.
So how old is he, though?
I'm sorry. Biff Henderson, 66.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Roy Horn.
Oh, yeah.
From Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
The one that got attacked.
Yeah, it happened on his birthday.
Yes, it did, yeah. And he is 68.
That was in 2003 that happened.
And last but not least, Chubby Checker.
Oh, my.
I do know who Chubby Checker is.
71 years old. Saw him perform in Vegas, and it was great.
Now, you know, do you think that now, I mean, so when did you see him? Was it recently?
No.
Okay, so do you think now, because again, it's 71, wonder if he's had any hip replacement, first of all.
Well, of course he has.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking is now, probably when he does the song, he probably just sits in a swivel chair, don't you think?
I know this is a radio